I've been saying I was rich since I was broke. Yeah, yeah. It's a state of mind, you gotta know. Yeah, yeah. That it's gonna happen for sure. Had to take my time, take it slow.
You're listening to the Wyndham Morning Podcast with your host, River Skinner. Good morning and welcome to the Win the Morning Podcast. Today's topic is this. I don't know what the topic is. I need to think of a cute line, don't I? But basically, this morning I went to jiu-jitsu. 6 a.m. jiu-jitsu class. Really liked it. Super fun. And like, I just left, like, you know, it's like I'm just dead tired, like just dog tired. Like I just, you know, just sweaty and exhausted, and it just is awesome. And my what I learned from that, or sorry, I get exhausted, I'm driving home, and I'm just like, I don't feel like I have any stress in my body. Like I feel really awesome. Like I feel tired, but I feel so much peace, and I feel like all the stress and the worry just kind of leave my body, and like the little things aren't bugging me for a little bit. And I felt that same way when I did CrossFit. Like, I'm talking like I just got beat up, like as far as I just beat my body down, worked out super hard. And I used to leave CrossFit and just be like, holy cow, like I feel so dang good because I had this really hard workout. And I feel that same way after jiu-jitsu. And I think there's something there. Like, there's something about like people, I feel like people that just work their body super hard and do something that's really, really challenging, there's something about that super hard, intense workout that pushes out all this stress, and this stress goes away. And the lesson for me was like, I need to go harder in the gym, because when I do jiu-jitsu, I feel awesome. And when I work out, I feel good, but I don't feel amazing because I don't put myself in a position where I like feel exhausted. And my challenge to all of you is to find something regularly that like pushes you physically to go beyond what's challenging, that pushes past your limit a little bit, and watch how you feel emotionally afterwards. Like, if you look at like a lot of, at least my experience with people that do jiu-jitsu and MMA, they're actually not like very angry people from my experience. It's like they're very calm. They're very, you know, just relaxed almost. Where people that don't work out a lot, it's like they kind of seem a lot more, they seem a lot more stressed at times, and they seem maybe a little more agitated. And so I think there's something there where it's like putting yourself through the ringer and kind of like putting yourself through something that's really, really challenging will actually make you calmer. And I think that's super interesting. It's a super interesting thing, and super interesting how the world works. How in order to receive peace, you need to go through agony. It's very, very, you know, it's like you're not going to experience peace without going through the work. You know, if you even take it out working out, it's like, if you want to feel peace, you have to go through, you know, your own mind and really figure yourself out and go through therapy and really work out your old traumas and all this stuff. It's like you have to work for it. And that's just anything in life, is you have to work for it. You have to be willing to work for it. And I've noticed that for me as well. And in this example, it's I receive being calm through uncomfortable situations. And so that's my message for you guys today. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Be positive and confident in all that you do. And most importantly, go be abundant. Peace and love. Bye-bye.